Marco Rubio has been running a relatively low-key campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. And in spite of that, polls show he's the candidate most Republican voters would consider as their candidate. The key word there is consider. He's having a hard time turning his popularity into votes. NPR's Asma Khalid spent time with him in Nevada.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Marco Rubio is working his way through a crowd. He shakes hands, takes selfies, jokes with people, and the smile never leaves his face. The 44-year-old Cuban-American radiates charisma on stage here at this casino hotel ballroom in Reno. But he's also the junior senator from Florida, and he knows some folks worry about his experience.
When I decided to run for president, I had people come forward and tell me, you need to wait, it's not your turn. I had no idea there was a line.
But Rubio tells the crowd he's been in this situation before, when he ran for the Senate and won.
And when I started that race, I was 50 points down. In fact, the only people that thought I could win all lived in my house. Four of them were under the age of 10.
Rubio is totally at ease with a crowd of a couple hundred people who cheer and laugh with him.
I liked him. I was more impressed with him in person than on TV.
55-year-old Linda Liebhart says she's considering Rubio, but at this point, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are higher on her list. Still, she says she likes Rubio's personality. So does Debbie Skeens, a nursing teacher at a nearby community college. But Skeens hasn't settled on Rubio either.
There's a couple that I like. He's one of the ones I like. One of the things I do want to know is the legal immigration, because that's a really big concern to me.
Political analyst Stu Rothenberg says Rubio is the classic case of a candidate who needs months to turn paper appeal into real appeal. Voters like what they hear, but they haven't heard enough.
Very few people say, no, I can't support Marco Rubio. So Rubio is still at a relatively early stage of introducing himself to voters, and the fact that initially they like him, they find him appealing, that's a terrific sign for Rubio.
After Reno, Rubio makes a pit stop at a community center in Carson City. 23-year-old Derek Daraway is one of many young faces in the crowd.
I would totally vote for Marco Rubio. I would definitely vote for him. Totally sounds a little immature.
Daraway is a recent college grad on the job hunt, and he says Rubio embodies the American dream.
There's just a certain level of optimism, youth, and that, you know, he embodies, that I really like that, and that's what excites me about him.
But for Rubio to win, he also needs to woo some of the older, traditional GOP voters, like 69-year-old Ann Bednarski. She's wearing an American flag hat made of sequins.
Truthfully, I came here thinking he's too young.
But then she says she heard him speak, and he sounded so earnest, like the boy next door.
I thought, he is the guy. So I am seriously considering him now.
But Rubio doesn't yet have her vote, and she's not sure what it'll take for him to become her number one. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Reno.